Just a few weeks ago, the 70 households in the small farming village of Sodeto, Spain, were struggling under the double whammy of Europe's economic downturn and the ravages of a severe drought. Some were even thinking of passing up the huge Christmas lottery known as El Gordo, the fat one, which is something of a national obsession. But they bought tickets out of loyalty to the Homemakers Association here, which makes a small percentage on the sales. And then their number came in. All but one household in Sodeto held at least a piece of a winning ticket worth $950 million, the biggest ever. Some of Sodeto's residents, mostly farmers and unemployed construction workers, won millions. The least fortunate came away with a minimum of $130,000. As news spread, the farmers raced into town on their tractors. Like many other local farmers, Jose Cambra, who had recently invested in a more efficient irrigation system, worried about how he would meet his payments. But his wife bought two tickets worth $260,000, and his son found two more she had forgotten about, bringing the total to $520,000. He said, "This money means that now we can breathe. And the best part is that it isn't just me. Everybody won." At one point, a member of the Homemakers Association tried to sell a ticket to a friend whose husband was unemployed, but her friend could only promise to pay her later. When the number was called, that friend still had not paid. But Miss Lambia had saved the ticket for her anyway. "She was afraid to call me and ask," Miss Lambia said. "So her son called my son and asked him whether I had really saved the ticket, and I said, 'Of course I did.' And then there was a lot of crying.